Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, and another company update, this time from Silver Viper Minerals. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Steve Cope. Silver Viper is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VIPR, and on the OTCQB under the symbol VIPR. That news was announced today. We also had some other news just a little while ago of a closing of a financing for $5.1 million. This was slightly upsized from an initially announced $5 million. So the company now has a bit more cash in the bank to get their exploration, well, continue on with their exploration. As just yesterday, actually, the company announced that exploration activities at this La Virginia project would be starting back up. Steve, give us a just general recap on the goals around the exploration that has restarted now.
Yeah, thanks, Cor. As far as our exploration, we're going to continue what we were focused on in phase two leading up to the pause for the coronavirus. We're going to have one rig doing 50 meter spacing at El Ruby, continuing to expand on that target, as well as stepping back and adding to the depth component along each section. That's been our goal there. 50 meters is what our independent resource calc partner has said is they're comfortable with to bring ounces into a resource. So we're just going to continue to step out along strike and step back on depth there. And then the second rig will be targeting the different anomalies we identified from our surface geochem program. We've got a couple holes into Macho Libre before the pause, so we're going to continue at Macho Libre for probably another four or five holes, and then move that rig over to the eastern anomaly, which is about a kilometer and a half to the east of El Ruby.
So when it comes to the targeting at El Ruby here, this has been the one that has been generating some very nice hits. What sort of size and scale are you looking at right now from what you guys have found from the past drilling?
Well, so far we've delineated 400 meters of strike. We've taken it down as deep as 300 meters. We remain open along strike and at depth. From our surface geochem, we see the potential for it to run for multiple kilometers. The plateau that is El Ruby is about a 2 kilometer by 2 kilometer diameter plateau, but we also, for geochem, see the same structure picking up and continuing past the plateau. So there's lots of room for it to continue to grow. In some of our recent results before the pause, you saw, 180 meters step out to the west from El Ruby, and we started picking up a structure there. So there's potential for these different parallel structures in that area. And then, if the eastern anomaly or Macho Libre continues to hit, those are additional, multiple kilometers of strike length potential targets. So it's got that district scale size that the big mining companies are looking for.
Now, when it comes to some of these other targets, like Macho Libre, like some of the other targets to the east, how far of a distance are they from this El Ruby structure?
So the eastern anomaly is about a kilometer and a half directly east. With that, we're looking at, the potential for another major regional structure running through that area parallel to the structure that El Ruby and Macho Libre sit in. Where we were drilling at Macho Libre was about just over a kilometer south of El Ruby. And I believe we're starting actually a little bit further south on Macho with this resumption of the program. And then it's going to move to the northern targets closer to Ruby along Macho before going to that eastern anomaly. We've also got a northern anomaly that sits again on that same major structure that Macho and El Ruby sit on. And that's another about 2 kilometers north of El Ruby. And we're tightening up the spacing on our geochem, but it looks like up in the northeast there's some additional anomalies that we need to get at as well. We just completed some geophysics, and that's showing us that we need to start doing some additional step outs at El Ruby, because there's a lot of geophysics targets that are undercover there that are matching in the geophysics what we see at El Ruby as well.
Okay, so El Ruby, you still have a lot of drilling to do there just to get really an idea of how big that anomaly or that structure could be. What sort of step outs are you planning on doing? What sort of distance wise?
We're going to continue to move to the north on El Ruby 50 meters at a time. We see the structure running on surface for, hundreds of more meters, and then through a geochem, we see it picking up again further north. So we think that structure will continue to run. I mean, that's certainly the hope, and we're just we want to make sure we don't miss the structure, so we're going to continue to step out 50 meters at a time until we start missing.
So when it comes to testing these other targets, whether it is the Eastern Anomaly, the one to the north, or even this Macho Libre, how many holes do you envision putting into each of these to get an idea if follow-up work is warranted?
I think we'll go on the same plan that we did when we, in phase one, what we did at El Ruby, and that was, you know, 5 holes or so at a time, wait for assays and kind of see what we've got, and then follow up. If we make a discovery, we'll follow up on them the same way we are at El Ruby. And then, you know, those would be the decision points where we start adding additional rigs. If we start making new discoveries, then we'll leave a rig on one of those discoveries, start the same thing, stepping out 50 meters at a time, and then add another rig to continue to hit the other anomaly.
All right. So a lot of exploration and really true exploration. What sort of prior work has been done on some of these other targets in terms of either prior drill holes or just the surface work that you guys have done?
I mean, for us, that was what got us interested in all of these targets. When we took over this project, hadn't even seen any sampling. They hadn't seen any work. We saw, you know, these structures running on surface and that there was lots of potential. And then after we made our discovery at El Ruby, that was when we really hit that area hard with the geochem. We've now completed geophysics. We've got a LIDAR survey that's going to be done here shortly as well. So, you know, we're adding all those extra layers of information. As far as past work by the other companies, they were focused further south, about 5 kilometers from where El Ruby is, on the Las Huatas and Convergenia zones. And they completed over 50,000 meters of drilling on those targets. They never produced a 43-101 resource, so we will be incorporating all that historic drilling into a maiden resource that we hope to have out by, we're hoping by the end of Q3. The coronavirus may have put that off a bit, but certainly by the end of the year, we expect to have our maiden resource on the project.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. A maiden resource at least before the end of the year, so everyone can get an idea of at least where you're starting out from some of this initial drilling. As I mentioned, the company just closed a little over $5 million in a private placement. How much money does the company have in the bank to move these exploration plans forward?
We've got about $6 million in the bank right now. That's certainly with 2 rigs. If we just keep 2 rigs on for the remainder of the year, that more than covers what that would look like as far as costs. So, no, we're well-financed to get the work that we need to get done, both on the resource and in drilling. Pretty exciting times. It's not often that you see the grades that we've been seeing in some of those results from El Ruby in Mexico. So hopefully we continue to produce additional high-grade gold and silver numbers and you know, continue to grow this project.
All right, Steve, we're going to wrap it up there. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Steve and the team over at Silver Viper, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Silver Viper, so I will be following up as a little bit more news hits the market and we get some more information on this exploration drilling. Steve, appreciate your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey. Always a pleasure.